Welcome to the ultimate rugby audio experience. Back from Ponacline RFC, back
at home.
Back in the motherland.
Thank fuck.
I'm joined by Michael Chewbacca. How you doing, Mike? You sobered up now?
Fuck, just about. I tell you why, when did we get back? Monday. Poor, I went right till Wednesday night. It was like fucking 3 days worth. It was a stink. It started off top five worst hangover.
Did you have to work Tuesday as well?
Yeah, work from home though. Not too bad. Like, went to the office Wednesday, then back on the coffee machine. I had about 12 espressos as soon as I got in. And it was all right. But yeah, it started off as top five hangover and gradually moved up the chain and has taken first place. Like, it has taken the gold medal. And listen back to the podcast, I'm not surprised because I could barely fucking speak for most of it. I can't speak. Get him off. But superb weekend, wasn't it?
Cracker, wasn't it? Well, those who've listened to the Stag special, I thought I'd been bitten, but it turns out I had shingles.
Shingles. Okay.
So, yeah.
The other person to have shingles that I know was my nan.
I know, I thought it was an old person's thing. I don't know how the fuck I ended up with it. So, obviously very stressed leading up to the Stag.
Leading up to and during, in fairness. Yeah. I was pretty relaxed. I was on the time of my fucking life. You're probably stressed trying to get me from one place to the other, I expect.
But yeah, well, certainly that first night down, but you're a fucking disaster, like.
Oh, absolutely.
I've seen pissed people like walking sideways before, but you were literally walking backwards.
Yeah,
I don't know how you were doing it.
I'm like those wobblers, you know, they don't fall over.
Yeah.
They just fucking wobble side to side, taking about 3 hours to walk fucking half a kilometre.
Like a boy at sea. You
literally like a boy. Bobbling about. But, I say it was worth it, but I don't really remember most of it, so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought you tucked me up on the pod all out there. Just fucking whipping the phone out, right, podcast again as soon as I was bollocks. But from what I've heard, I was pretty much arsed for 3 days straight.
Well, that's where honestly, obviously I missed that second morning. I missed some of it because I was doing a pharmacy crawl when I was trying to get to the bottom of my rash.
Stress bastard, like.
But by the time I arrived, so I must have got there at 11 o'clock, half 11, you were fucking blotto.
Blotto again. Well, I had this rule, the 20% rule, but I think I was more like the fucking 50% rule in Portugal. So it was like, right, if I dip below 20% alcohol content, I'll be hungover. So as soon as you start dipping, just stay above it.
Just top it up.
But I think I adopted the 50% rule that weekend. But yeah, made for some good content anyway. So,
some cracking content.
So it was all worth it.
It was. Well, what did you get up with? What did you get up to over this weekend then? Nice quiet one to make up for it, or?
No, I didn't stay in, unfortunately, no. But I had a uni reunion with a couple of people I lived with in uni. Hadn't seen them, well, all of us together for like 5 years on the Saturday. So went down the bay, the weather was nice, cheeky Las Iguanas for lunch.
Nice.
And then sat on the balcony of the Mount Stewart at the Spoons in the afternoon there, had a couple of beers and then into town then. So went to that Battle Boom bars there with all the activity stuff.
Do you throw any axes?
I didn't know. They don't allow piss men to throw.
They probably listened to the pod and thought, nah.
He's never thrown an axe in his fucking life. and then, no, just outside, on the steps on the outside because the weather was nice. And then to Heidi's then, which is old.
The beer cellar place?
It is, yeah. Full of wood. Warm as fuck in there. My God, was I sweating.
Full of wood as in full of cocks or?
No, it was, you throw me off completely. The old soda bar, it's been converted. It was a very good night.
Heard good things. It's like, it's quite apres-ski sort of vibes.
It is. I don't know why it's in Cardiff, because there's no skiing going on in Cardiff. But they've nailed down a bit of a niche theme. But there was a couple of units in there. A couple of the Cardiff boys were in there.
Right.
Rhys Carey, big fucking boy. And Zamet was in there.
Was he?
Yeah, he's about six, well, he looks fucking big, mind. And he's a sexy looking man. Tip of the cap to him, and that was that, really.
Louis Boy, right, boy?
Louis Boy. And then, so just the one night out this weekend, thankfully. I have actually handed my resignation in now of more than one night in a row.
I just can't
cope anymore. It's done.
The doublers, it's just too much.
Until the next Stag, of course. But I don't know if I'll go that hard. We'll see. What about you, Ben? What did you get up to this weekend?
Well, I played in the inaugural Ponacline RFC Sevens tournament,
which was
a cracking day.
Well, weather was good, wasn't it?
So the weather was superb. We had Jantz, who did our theme tune, Mr. Jake Lloyd.
Sing the theme tune.
He was on the decks, and fuck me, he was class, but
nailed it, eh?
The loudest speakers on earth. The club must have had so many complaints because we were set up. So as we've been to Pontyclun Rugby Club, there's two fields and then a big open space behind the two fields. So we were right over in our open space.
Yeah.
And honestly, the music was fucking crystal clear from down there. It's about, what, 300-400 meters away?
Fucking hell, that man's going to have to see, what do you call it, hear, not optometry, that's fucking eyes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever the year one is. After that one. That's
as long as he had his speakers facing away from him, he'd be all right. But yeah, that was terrible banter.
He's probably behind them, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just destroying everyone else's ears.
The drums are gone, like.
But no, it was a cracking day. Obviously, I was struggling a bit with the old shingles, and
I never heard someone moan so much about it, like
cramping hell. Oh, I had to tell everyone I had shingles, just to make sure.
Does the shingles affect you, or is it just a rash, like?
No, it affects you.
Does it?
Yeah, bad.
Tired. Real bad.
No, it's just like general fatigue, and then you get like these fucking stabbing pains, and mine's down my arm. So it literally chooses one side of your body, one nerve, and just fucking attacks her.
Just had a right go at it, Doug.
Guess right on my nerves. So, like, left arm was dead, and I had to wear a fucking underlay as well, because the rash was still there. So I was boiling.
Sweating your c***ed off, yeah.
And then this...
Language.
This vaping your c***ed off.
Yeah.
This medication I'm on, I think, I don't know what the fuck it does to you, but basically, after 3 games, I was cramping up, and I was no use to anyone.
Ah, so there was the excuses then?
Yeah, the excuses were in, so managed to...
Do you win it, or...?
No, we got the final and lost in the final to a team we beat earlier in the day.
So fatigue got to end properly in the end.
Fatigue got to us. Basically, we choked. But they were a proper sevens team. Hats off to the Panthers. They were a good side.
Were they from the Panthers?
I think they're from up the valley somewhere. Porth, Treorchy.
Oh, like a combo team.
Yeah. Just full of fucking huge units who play a lot of sevens.
Medication slows your pace down as well, but does it?
It does, yeah. It definitely does.
I got skinned a few times now.
Did he?
I don't even watch him.
Well, I was just cramping my c*** off, but like that,
you got in the final,
you know, there's nothing worse than sevens, right? You know you're not going to catch a boy who's made a break. But you've got to chase back to make the kick harder. And I was like a fucking...
I've never played seven, so...
I don't know, I was like a fucking wounded animal.
So Percy was your best performance, was it?
I was right to the first 3 games. Oh, but I got a shock on my hip.
I've seen that already, like, you just love a fucking...
Third degree burns.
Like. Just love moaning. Say no to summer rugby in there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We can get on to that after. But, yeah, it's too much, was it?
It's just too hard. It's like, if the pit, like, I'm not complaining, right? Because the standard of rugby you can play on a field like that, on a day like that, is class.
Yeah.
But that pitch is fucking hard work when it's hard.
Hard work when it's hard.
Hard work when it's hard. Yeah, it's a twisty and turny. There's a few bumps. Not a lot of grass on there, so anytime you slide...
Ankle's gone everywhere, like...
You're losing 14 layers of skin.
Was there a couple of injuries there, or...? A
couple of bad ones, we won't mention them. Yeah, obviously, all the best that some of the boys who got injured, but, yeah.
Bad injury. A couple of stinkers with a kick in as well in front of the post, a bit wild.
Not me, though, for a change.
Yeah, I was actually. Nicky, wasn't it?
Nicky's it? Yeah.
Oh, I missed a drop ball.
He missed about three in front, didn't he?
In front, because he went behind their dead ball line and kicking in that way, wasn't he?
But it was wild.
No, it was bonkers.
And then,
the
one game I went off, and the boys must have scored about 4 or 5 tries under the post and missed like 3 or 4 of them. It was wild.
I think a ref gave a couple of mind.
Yeah, he was pissed as well.
Was he? Yeah.
But no, it was a cracking day. And
Club did well as well, I hear. We had to restock a few times, well, didn't we?
Club did very well. I think Matthew Bartlett had to, him and Courtney were manning the front gate, so they'd had about 14 pints by about 10 o'clock, I think. So.
Yeah, they weren't playing, were they? I mean, neither would I have been, in fairness, but...
No, but... No, hopefully we can make it
an annual thing
now, yeah.
Oh, quality, yeah. Shame I could miss it, but like I said, the reunion, I was already booked in. So, but I had a good day as well, so can't fault it.
Good. Right, before we go on to this week's guest then,
yes.
we'll reveal name of the week. Pud, you can do this one.
It's a fantastic name.
It's a marvellous name.
Oh, well, you've ruined it now. He's an Aston Villa player. Mainly for his first, well, for the whole name. Wasn't it Marvellous Nakamba?
Marvellous Nakamba. So no, not so much in the Nakamba, but Marvellous.
What a marvellous fucking name, like.
Hats off to his parents.
Yeah, well, good. I think it's a thing, actually, out there in Africa. They got, like, I don't know what it is, but they do have some built-in, like, adjectives as first names. So Marvellous. Wasn't he playing when we were out in Portugal? We were like, that's it, that's the name of the week.
Spied him. He's name of the week next week.
Yeah, Marvellous. Although there was a couple of contenders, but we'll get on to that after, I expect.
Michael Chewbacca was up there.
Like, yeah, what a man, like.
Anyway, you might have heard his dulcet tones a little bit earlier on, but this week's episode is centred around someone who's had plenty of mentions on this podcast.
Yeah.
Mr. Carl Jenkins.
Well, lads, you went. good.
Not bad, but
thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you, mate.
You're very welcome. It's long overdue, isn't it?
It's long overdue, right? Long last, isn't it?
It's been a good probably year since you DM'd us saying, when the fuck am I going to appear on this pod then?
It's in your brought the most weeks. Like.
Start charging you fucking royalties in my dimension on it, I think. Like.
We'll start with...
We did in the weekend, didn't it?
Yeah, well, do you enjoy the sevens? For
starters? To be honest, fucking, I don't miss it. Mind as you said, the fucking Knox and some big boys here on Saturday, wasn't it? Fucking, I wouldn't like to be playing. Would be fucking skinned a few times. Let me tell you, I think if I was playing.
But the thing is, right? So they had, we had a competitive tournament and a social tournament. But the social tournament was on the smaller pitch.
Oh, I love to see it.
So it was just no space. So it's just like fucking
full contact,
up like, the jumper, carry ball.
Small grid, like. Small
it was.
Small grid sevens.
You loved it, but
I know, in my element.
It was good watching, but I won out on the lash on Saturday. It was out Friday night with work, so I was taking an easy Saturday.
Recovering, so,
yeah, it was. See, but nearly had my arm twisted once or twice a few of the boys walking past, but,
managed to resist.
They did stay strong, but they did stay strong.
Oh, show me the ways.
You're a stronger man than
Pud. You're a character, like. So, I was. It was good. I think we got an annual thing. I think it'd be good because we've got the facilities to do it, haven't they?
100%.
It was good crowd.
Well, we'll come to your nickname, your playing position, or your former playing position, and your Tesco meal deal to kick us off, Carl.
Nickname, I don't know, Jenks, Jenko, one or the other.
Classic.
Two or the two, whatever. standard like that. Obviously, playing position, when I was playing, was probably predominantly centre. I moved around a bit, I guess. Dunlan Allen, like you say, was playing on the wing for a bit, a fullback.
A bit of
everything, really, outside half.
I've got an absolute missile of a fucking
cannon of a right
foot
when it comes off.
Fucking 90 metres when it comes off.
Fucking 2 times out of 10 more likely. Fucking if it doesn't, it just fucking goes behind me. I've had a few stinkers over the years. Fucking I'll go to put all the effort into it, just fucking goes behind you, don't I?
You go for the spiral seat, don't you? Small margin for error.
Catch it, it fucking goes, but then fucking hell, if you don't, you just look like an absolute prick. Like.
Basically, Stuart Hogg, like. 2.0, like. Or you're the original Hoggy, like.
Similar Barnett as well. Hoggy's had one of them as well.
Aye.
You've been to Turkey as well, Carl? Or?
I haven't, but no, it's all El Natural, like, so I think touch where it don't fucking go, but they die on it now, so
that's the last you'll see it.
No, I start fucking falling out, so those with positions or whatever. Tesco meal deal, to be honest, but I'm fucking athlete, I don't really eat Tesco meal deals, I gotta be honest. I can't remember the last time I had a Tesco meal deal.
No. Fucking athlete,
honestly.
What do you fucking eat then?
You can't
eat anything but a Tesco meal deal.
He's like, obviously up in athlete's kitchen,
isn't he? Chinese, all that sort of shit. Like, no, to be honest, but I can't remember the last time I had a Tesco meal deal, probably was in university.
It probably didn't even exist.
Now you're going back 16 years ago.
That's about 25p
there.
So fucking fair dues were fucking 10 pence or whatever. Like,
fuck, well, can you remember it from them days or no?
It's fucking normally, it's probably just the old, what would you have then? Just a Ploughman's or something like that.
fucking Ploughman's.
Made that morning by fucking Aunt Bessie in the background. Like.
Yeah, no, a fucking Ploughman's or a fucking a wrap or something like that, I think it was.
Crisps?
Salt and vinegar, man. Salt and vinegar, figure crisps.
Classic.
Are we talking just Walkers, or are we talking like McCoy's?
Yeah, predominantly Walkers, yeah. Go for the old McCoy's now and again, like feeling a bit, you know, a bit spicy for that week, like, you know, if I'm having a night out or something like that.
Yeah.
Just like go for the fucking old McCoy's, like, you know. But, I think, yeah, and fucking drink-wise, you know.
Jager bomb.
Yeah, fucking Jager bomb, fucking shot the Jager bomb, like a meal deal. Like, you know. I don't know, fucking Fanta, more of an orange sort of tango type of guy. Orange tango, bit of taste to it, like.
So, nice bit.
Bit of zest, like.
Bit of zest.
Nice bit of zest.
Yeah, can't fault that. Right up my street there.
Tidy that. So, what do you do for work then, Carl?
I'm a quantity surveyor, but so, yeah, I've been 16 years, coming up 17 years.
Sure you want to mention him on this pod?
another QS from Ponacline, like. I swear, the only QS has come from Ponacline, like.
Oh, brilliant as fuck, by the way. Brilliant as fuck. Calculators, but then easy as fucking do. All on the calculator, like. But no, I've been 16 years. It's been hell of an experience, like.
Tell you that.
Some hell of a socials for them.
Love a social, new.
Oh, but I always love a social. I'm social entertainment manager in work. That's my fucking title. Like. So, social entertainment manager.
I bet the company credit card is a fucking tune in when you go up to
that. Yeah, a couple of wild ones, like. Put it that way. But bonkers.
Well, obviously you've would you say you're fully retired now, or are you semi-retired?
I was going to make a comeback, see, last year, then I obviously started doing that bloody boxing, and then COVID, I was going to come back, and fucking COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then obviously it was 2 fucking years out of that then, really, wasn't it? So, but yeah, I'm looking, well, I was going to try and start the vets up again. So, like, try and start a vets and just have a every 2 months or something like that. Again, get all up. Because, to be honest, if we started a team up, I think, fucking players, because, to be honest, most of the boys still keep, like, Lloyd played Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, still boys here, like, you know, in good, Lloyd's younger than me, so he's, yeah, he'd be probably qualified, like, do you mean? So, and you've got people like, you know, Target, Two, Probin, you know, his little boys, like, they still, well, maybe not Probin, right? You don't keep in shape anymore.
Probably Paddy the Baddy, like.
You're propping, like, but,
size on him in Portugal.
Fuck me, he's a unit.
Was it him and fucking Denz having a fat off or something,
were they? Oh, yeah, basically, yeah. But one's got a barrel, the other hasn't, but they're about the same weight, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a fucking, when all those boys play, that's genuinely not far off the first team. You know,
that's
most of those boys can still do a job.
To be honest, because a lot of them still keep in shape as well, don't they? Like, the majority of them, like, you know, running and whatever else. Like, so even if it was just a fucking game once a month or once every couple of months, like, make sure it's an away day, obviously, like, you know, fucking, at least fucking 2 hours away or something like that. Like, stop off, gotta have a fucking stop off.
Gotta have a bus,
standard. Yeah, so I think, I can't remember that game last time we played. I think we had a stop off from fucking Merthyr, I think. We stopped in Ponty, like, on the way back with us, but it was Buffon on the way back, and, like, obviously all the boys were like,
what, from Ponty?
No wonder you're all sucking in shape if you're in back friends from here.
No, it was a good time. But yeah, no, I think, yeah, I don't know, I'm going to see what happens now this year, see what, we'll do a pre-season, see how it fucking goes. I just can't, it's a fucking knocks, I want to gauge again up, like, so.
As per.
Never mind. what clubs have you played for in the past then, Carl? You mentioned Llanarren earlier, obviously you played for Pontyclun.
Yeah, but just put on Pontyclun Llanarren. Do you want to see? I had one or two games of Llanarren sent, did I say?
Did you?
Yeah. You
got family up there?
Yeah, well, everyone, my brother's baby, don't they? So yeah. They're all bloody Black Army, and so they frowned upon me being down here, I think. Like, so it was only one or two, I think I was under 16s at the time, so I think I played for the youth. I had one or two games, but I was still playing down here anyway, down Pontyclun, like, so yeah. I just helped them out. I think, God, years ago, that was, like. So then from Pontyclun, from, I think, second year youth, and I think captain of the youth down here, and then went down to Llanarren for the year they were in the Premier, like, so I obviously missed my last year youth year, and went down to Llanarren then. That was a bit of an eye-opener, like.
Yeah, it was straight from your straight, division when they in the Premier.
Premiership, man, like, yeah. So was
like
it
what? Fusing... So you were 19, straight down there.
Basically, yeah. So straight in. I probably, how many games did I probably played half the games, if that, like. So
it's a fucking step up, isn't it?
Well, I played in the second Premiership, by the way.
Some players out of the time, like, they're like people like James Huck, Lee, like, he was beneath, like, you know, led by Lee Byrne playing for Clethley, like, so his boys were just nigh on, like, on the at that sort of level, yeah. Like, a year or so later, then they were in the Welsh setup, like, you know, so it was good. Hell of a standard of rugby at that point, like, you know, so it was a good bonkers, like, some of the players you come up against on a weekly basis, like,
quality.
So
my old man always says about watching you when you were a kid, because, you know, there's a lot of good rugby players in your family, and then even like what's Ewan now, is he a nephew, Ewan?
Yeah, so Ewan's a nephew, right? So he's done with the Chiefs at the moment, didn't he, like, so
down with Exeter, yeah.
So he's doing well down here, like, I think he's Chiefs and Taunton, I think, at the moment. You know, whether they loan him out or do whatever.
How come you ended up down there then? Was he in Cardiff? Was it Academy or in there?
I think it's quite political, I think, with Gazi's position there with Ben, I think, like, Ben Bernal, like, yeah, so yeah. I think, so I think he went down there, the opportunity down there.
So what you're saying is he's a better 10 than Ben Bernal.
That's it, but I think, yeah, he's a good boy, like, and, you know, it's, I think he the opportunity he had down there, he couldn't really turn down as well. Right. Like, you know,
so many players do go down there, nice.
I think, like,
why not?
They're just saying, like, when they train and everything else, they all train together with the first team and everything, like, there's no sort of, you know, egos or anything like that, like, they're all one squad, they all train the same, they all it will move some academy up, Ben, they're all exactly the same, I think, like, you know, so they can step in.
Yeah,
I think it's better for the development. I think you'd be daft not to if you got the opportunity to go over the bridge and go to an academy, like,
definitely, yeah, well,
especially now with the chat with about dropping a region and all that. The other day, there's only four teams now, so there's loads of players who probably could step into an academy and move up, but because there's so many players, they're not getting a chance. So
where do they go? Like,
why wouldn't you go over the bridge if you get an opportunity?
No, exactly. As you said, like, there's so much talent. I think, you know, in regions and either Welsh teams or whatever, and I just, you know, you can't blame them for going elsewhere then, like, if they want bloody game time, can you? Like, do you mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, the point I was going to make, Carl, my old man used to say that you were fantastic as a kid.
Jesus.
He said, I used to remember Carl, he'd just catch a ball in his own half and run the length. Like,
to be honest, but he's probably up to you for that. He's some head switched on in, like, you know. And I say,
before you found the
last it was, but like, a massive thing for me, I think, was, I say, first year done on that, and I could, you know, I still wanted it, like, you know, wanted to go far and play in that. But then I think I started working, had a bit of money, and then it just went tits up for me. And I think, like, you know, in terms of socialing every bloody weekend, and, you know, it's just, that's the sort of lifestyle you go with then, isn't it? Like, do you mean it's one or the other? Like, yeah. Like, I think if I got any further, I would have been a shit professional anyway. Like, you know, fucking being in the paper every fucking weekend or something. Like, fucking hell.
Oh, Wales Online would have had a field
day. Taffy.
I've been in Wales Online fucking, what was it, a couple of years back, top 50 pissedest blokes when I do see that. Fucking photo, I was in at number 48, like, it was fucking, we have to get the photo up, it's fucking mad.
Well, like, that's an achievement, right?
It was, yeah.
Fuck,
it was like, yeah, it was about 2016, I think we went over to watch the fucking Euros over in France, like, and I was on telly over there, so I was fucking in the news there,
yeah,
actually on telly, and then fucking that Christmas, and I was in fucking Wales Online, number 48, like, pissed as fuck with a Christmas hat on, fucking stumbling out down my lane, like...
You know, do you get anything massive, for that then?
Massive or? Achievement, like, mother was proud, like.
Oh, I was up on the wall. Like.
yeah.
On the shrine.
Happy with that one, like. No, I don't think you get anything for it, like, vouchers, like, for being £5 Marks and Sparks vouchers, like.
That's a lovely lunch.
Nice
little meal deal.
get on the case, like.
That's a good. Well, they don't do a meal deal, do they? M&S.
No, they just got you packed. Well, it's so good that they just can't, like.
Nah.
But I can't. It was on the way back from Albufeira. There's an M&S in the airport in Birmingham. Oh. Boys walk straight through there. Well, they must have made at least a grand off as well. Like, but you can't go in there. I spent a tenner and I didn't really come out with that much. But, like, it's a guaranteed tenner lunchtime at M&S. No problem at all. Like,
may as well have had a dine-in, but...
I sit down, dine-in for two. Oh, fucking mother. That's a lot of... That's,
nice bottle of vino after Portugal. Oh, just top it up.
Just top it up of that 20% again. no, absolutely not.
Yeah, no chance.
I think I would have died.
Well, any initiations stand out that you had to do back in your days at Ponachlin or Llanara?
Not really. I think, I say my first, I think, senior game at Ponachlin was for the seconds, I think... Again, second year youth. I think it was
apologies
second year youth.
Noise in the background.
I think it was mine and Tom Dean's first game.
Like, right.
Scored, played for the second. I can't remember who we played. It was out there. We had, I think, the first, like, Cowbridge away. So I was only, this is the standard 6 hours. I think we played down here. I remember we had a good game. I think we had about 3 tries or whatever out there. That was the seconds, like, where we played, we slammed them. So we went down to Cowbridge. I met the first, and we'd done 6 hours down there. So we did that nose and fucking, I think I weren't too bad. I ended up coming back to the club. I think Tom ended up in a garden in fucking Cowbridge somewhere. Fucking spewing everywhere. He had to phone his mother to come and get him. His mother, he just got lost, completely lost. Like, fucking, he's not a big drinker anyway.
That's the best aspect. I got lost second night in Albufeira.
You did?
You know is it the bungee though? The fucking, the drop that Martin and the boys did? I just sat there in a wig and fucking glasses and Luke Rose walked past, vaping. Just dying, lost, vaping, and Luke Rose walked past, and I just couldn't thank him enough for saving me because I was lost. So I just followed him. We walked about 10 minutes trying to find a kebab to no joy. And then, managed to get him to bed second night, so that was an achievement.
Well done. That was an upgrade from the first one.
Yeah, literally a yard away from my bed, slept on the floor. Fucking hell. There we go.
Fuck, I'm choking.
Talking of getting lost, was... Mr. Court this evening.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. He was a late dropout. Forgot he was going to have to food.
But he said he was going to yesterday. That's why we did it tonight. Don't you know?
But he's out yesterday for the under-12s. All day for the under-12s cup final, so...
I guess a bit fucking desperate. Any, you can talk about any excuse. Like, the under-12s men are out playing in the cup. Fair enough, cup final, isn't it? But what time did you say kick-off was for the 12s?
Well, this is it, right? Because he said, I can't do Sunday. I'm out for the 12s. So I was like, they must be kicking off like late afternoon.
Yeah.
They kicked off about 12 o'clock. Because the bus day. The bus went early, didn't it?
Like yeah, it 10, did. That. Yeah, half yeah, 10. Early in that, they're now seeing it on social media. Like.
Yeah. So
he's probably on his third day on it now, probably a quarter, you know, as much as like.
Yeah. He's a big, obviously a big fan of the 12s. Full razz for that, like. But yeah, he's gone for grub tonight. You didn't specify where.
I know. It'd be nice to, well, you can discuss that next week where he went.
Yeah, you can tell us next week.
Flat out again tonight, then.
Yeah.
Him and his missus match made ever, didn't he, I think?
Oh, they are.
Say, like, when they met, well, they were in Bournemouth when they met, didn't they? It was love at first sight, man, wasn't it?
Were you there for yeah. that? So you witnessed
yeah,
that, then?
Yeah, witnessed the first kiss, but.
Oh.
Or flat out neck, should I say. Just see a, I see a past carcasses fag like and I smoke everywhere like just like ah like you know
the human a, fucking
yeah, pizza self-sustaining pizza lover like fucking
idiot. Well, that's one that seems to be one of your specialties, Carl, is coming up with nicknames for boys.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned carcasses. So carcass is one you've come up with. Do you want to explain that one?
Carcass, to be honest, I think I was back in, I think I was Magaluf, I think Carcass come from, and then we were just out wandering, well, same when you say, we go wandering the streets we were, as we were, like, and I think pissed up, and I just turned, we just looked at him, and he just thought, yeah, he just looks like a shell of a bloke, didn't he, like, so just, that Carcass just come to my head, and then I just carried on calling him that night, and everyone else clicked on, and all day then, I think, you know, with the, I think we were playing the beach rugby, you know, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was Carcass, and it just stuck, didn't it? Just went from there, like.
Did you have any influence on his tattoo as well on that trip?
What is his tattoo? Is his bee's knees? Yeah. Was it that trip? Was that Pubic ears as well.
Joel is.
I don't know who's got the photo of that, but that was brilliant. He's there like lying, I think freaked out holding my hand like and I was having this tattoo like pubic on the back. I think it was on the back of his leg.
He literally had pubic ears written on his calf.
Joel is no pubic.
Yeah, we're right, thank you. Thank you very much. Wait. Oh, pubic.
Yeah, some pubic ears. We got horny Emmons in there.
That's quite
self-explanatory. That's self-explanatory. Yeah. The boy is just a walking fucking hard-on. obviously the initiation, what do you have down in Cardigan?
Cardigan,
we were playing down there like and that.
Yeah, a night
that
after.
Was absolutely bonkers. Yeah. Like, I think
on his knees behind a Ford Fiesta. So
yeah,
that's all I'll say on the matter. You make up the rest.
Near the exhaust.
It wanted to make love to a Ford Fiesta on it.
He's that horny, he won the game before the guest.
I think our night, we chucked through a window. I think some guy, he ended up smelling of roses. It was a girl, like, flipping, I was full of women, I think, and he ended up coming.
Yeah, he just chucked
it through the window. He ended up with one of them, like, and I just like, launched him through the window. It was just a window open, wasn't it?
Window was open.
Just launched him in, and he ended up on the pole with one of them. Like,
a random house as well, like, and there was a girl in there, they didn't kick him out.
Yeah,
it was like, oh,
you've been
there.
Done him a favour,
the walking hard ons at work, like. God. I went not too in Toulon, like, but I better not speak about those ones, like, because I think they caused a bit of trouble coming back as well, didn't they?
Yeah, we better leave a couple of them here, I think.
You could tell me those half times, so I can't remember them.
I won there, but I know one of them.
yeah, that was a bit wild.
That was a wild one, yeah.
It's just, I think, to be honest, most trips you tend to go on, it tends to be some sort of carnage or some sort of story, doesn't it? And, you know, it just evolves and, you know, sometimes the nicknames stick and sometimes they don't, like, but Carcass, I just love it. Like, on Saturday, someone shouting Carcass, even the youth boys are shouting at him and I'm like, Carcass, just laughing.
Like, on the pitch, all the boys call him Carcass on your left. That's his name now.
Carcass as well.
Carcass, yeah. Self-sustaining pizza oven would be a good one, but it's a bit long to be constantly in the big smoke.
Ah, he's wild.
Any other spring to mind nicknames?
No, not off the top of my head. As I say, it tends to be one. I think the Endy Tour, there's one or two. The Endy Tour as well. Like, I can't believe you remember there was. Bartos had his haircut there. I think we were calling him something anyway, but I can't believe you remember what it was. Like, but they obviously didn't stick, like. But no, as I say, most trips, it tends to be some sort of bloody story or some sort of nickname, doesn't it?
All right. Well, I think we'll call that half time. We're literally bang on half hour there. So we'll have a quick pee. And another can of pop if Lynette haven't cashed up yet. And we'll reconvene for some tour stories in part two.
Yes, sounds good.
No probs.
Tidy. Welcome back to the second half of Rook Me Sideways, the Carl Jenkins special.
Beginner's clear.
We're on the Strongbow clear for...
Strongbow clear.
What do you make of the Strongbow vest? Are you a fan or not?
It's got good length, hasn't it?
Great length to it. I'm not a fan, like, don't like it. Nah.
It feels like you're drinking less, though, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a bowl.
I feels you, bro.
I don't... It's a nice handle on it.
Is it easier to drink, is it?
Is it an easy drinker?
Skinny glass?
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of an issue on the weekend, wasn't it, with a beverage and a Guinness glass.
Oh, yeah. What do you have? A Heineken and a Guinness glass? Never been seen before.
Can't get the staff, man.
To be fair, I think the club was so busy on the weekend, It was just anything goes.
You'll forgive them, won't you? Yeah. At least it was in a glass and not in a shoe. Like,
man, yeah. Good job he went up here, be half a wine in a pint glass, like.
Half a pint of wine, like.
Do.
Right then, Carl. You're known as a bit of a top tourist. And we've already elaborated on some of that.
We have.
Any tour stories that are, A, not going to ruin someone's life, and B, suitable for this podcast that you can share with us?
I say go back over the years where you start, I think. Was the last tour we had, was it obviously Toulon, wasn't it? Toulon was a bit, bonkers, I think. Yeah. It got a bit out of hand, I think, didn't it?
Vineyard wine tasting thing before you play fucking two matches, it's never going to fucking end well, is it? Oh, boys, take it easy, just try the wine, spit it out. I'm fucking spitting it out.
Whose idea was that?
Boys were necking bottles of wine on the bus.
What day was it? Was it the first day we got it? Was it Thursday we got it?
Thursday we got it.
We played rugby on the Friday.
It must have been the Friday because we were playing in the evening.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got there Thursday night, so everyone was, bloody smashed on the Thursday when they jumping in the bloody river and everything else.
In the arbour.
So then, I think, we got up early Saturday, so then Dobbs, he was taking it quite serious when he was like, boys, come on, got to show a bit of decorum here and we're in a different country and I show a bit of respect and all that. So I think I just remember then went to meet the boys. It was about 9:30, I think, at 10 o'clock in the, I think it was the Toulon Sports Bar, wasn't it? Actually the Stadium Sports Bar. So we were on it. We just got on flat out on it like 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was there, he got a bit out of hand then with shots and trays. I think it was
you had nothing to do with that.
No, to be honest, but I was trying to, keep it calm. Trying to keep a bit in mind what Dobbs he'd said and everything and that, being an old Thomas Gaboria, primary school, adversity click, I'm trying to help him out on that side of things, but no, it went a bit tits up, so I think we were steaming, leaving that bar, and then we went on from there then to the vineyard.
I went to Pure Food, we arrived at this small village, like an hour out, and then we had to... they were giving us a walk around the town up to the top of the castle.
So basically, I think half of them were taking a seat. I remember running from the top of fucking Toulon down Ratty and houses on the way down. I thought, I'm fucking 33 years of age playing fucking Ratty, running down there. Just Ratty and just jumping in bars, and that. And all these old people coming out, looking out of their houses, thinking, what the fuck is going on?
I was near the front of the crowd and they were walking up and I thought, we're all walking. Just get the front head down. Just get to the top, get down, you'll have a pint. Looked back and half the crowd had gone. Boys had just dropped off in bars on the way up. So 12 people fucking left at the top of this hill. I was like, oh, fuck.
So obviously walked past again. I just looking, just shaking his head in these bars. And then I didn't go on the bus end. And
then we went to the vineyard.
Probably about 20 pints deep. Probably in four, bloody two or three bottles of wine before he played rugby in the night. It was just wild. I remember Nicky turning to me and just saying, he said, I can't fucking see. I said, I can't. I literally couldn't see the fucking ball. It was that bad. I couldn't even see the ball. I catch it. Really, fucking ice cloth just open. You didn't get smashed, just running straight on. I think Burge plays come off. Boys, can you fucking see? Oh, I just burst out laughing, just chucking fucking grenades at each other. It was just fucking wild.
As a support, they're just watching that.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, it's the classic with Courtney.
The video? Have you seen the video? Tremendous. He came out in a pair of, I think he had a pair of kickers on or something like that when he came on the pitch on it.
They short longs and long shorts as well.
Yeah, long,
pair of boarding shorts, a pair of kickers, and he just went on, didn't he? I think he hit the ruck from the wrong fucking side and fell over it, didn't he? Got wiped
flattened and then just walked off.
Walked off.
I see you say hit the ruck. It looked like you just leaned on it and just, there wasn't a ruck there.
It's
world class,
because we played them and then we walked off the pitch. Still steam, it's all right, get on in, and then we could have a good drink. And then we had to play another game, didn't we?
It was two 20 minute games.
Yeah, we won first game 5-0, and then we drew the second one 5-all.
As a supporter, it was lucky the boys just catching the ball. They caught it, there was no passing, it was just fucking run straight and hope for the best. It was fucking hilarious to watch. But like whoever organised that, I go to the Vineyard, boys necking bottles of wine on the bus.
I was
leaving there, like Bert was necking a bottle of wine to play.
Worst it was,
because a couple of the old boys went, Julian Clark. We're like, where's Julian? Like on the all the way over there or whatever. Got to the Vineyard, bear in mind it's like a really bumpy road to get there. When the boys went under the bus to get their bag, there's just a pair of fucking feet and a pair of Crocs. He'd gone underneath the bus for a kip while we were all doing the tour up the town. And then he's in the Vineyard just bouncing around the fucking bottom.
Julian, he's absolutely wild, like going back to like 2013-14 we had that Hendy tour, the infamous Hendy tour, like
I think, that's a bendle.
So basically we played the season and I think we saved up, we've done shitloads of fundraising, loads of like, you know, there's loads of things, about 3-4 grand in the kitty or whatever. Then in the end, it was only about 10 of us or 12 of us that went, like, of which I think it was only about 3 of us that played rugby or 4 of us that actually played rugby, like. So we went up in the end, like, see, we had the kitty at one point, the fucking kitty, the kitty was in the pool at one point, it was all floating in the pool. Julian Clark, like, obviously, I think Clark, he come. I think, I don't know, someone phoned him on the bus. We picked him up, the Toby Carvery, like, by bloody Cardiff Airport. So we stopped, say we had a stop off in Toby Carvey and Julian got on, but they like, I don't think he told his missus or nothing like that. He just turned up in a Tesco bag. But when we got the other
side. To go on tour.
Honestly, he just, like, he had a pair of
pants. Passport on him, like.
Passport and a pair of pants, I think, or something like that. I think he phoned his missus on the bus, like. And then when we got over there, then I think it was one of the days he fucking turned off the fucking water in one of the hotels. He literally just turned off, so there was no other hotel, like, didn't have a clue what had gone on, and I just literally turned off the fucking water, like.
On the mains,
honestly,
like.
Honestly, it was just, it was fucking carnage.
Do you remember, so, Tori Julian, he was actually on Nicky's Stag last weekend, and he's superb.
He's just going and going, but he's fine. Every day, just kinds of laughing at him, like.
Before we go into that, but bear in mind, right, we were going on the Stag at, we were leaving at 1:30 on Friday morning, right? So, in all their wisdom, someone managed to persuade the club to stay open the night before. So Thursday night, right? Yeah. Julian turned up at 9:00, got on the piss, and then we left at 1:30 to go to Birmingham, flew from Birmingham then to fucking Portugal, another hour on the coach, and then obviously you're on it all day. Julian, he had a couple of naps, but fuck me, he just he's unbelievable.
That's 48 hours, like. But he, one story, we kept calling him Rafiki. As if you're on the podcast, Rafiki in the background. Yeah. It's because he bought like this fucking African mask, like, was it a onesie or like a two-piece thing?
It's like a dress.
Like a dress thing. But he said, fucking, have you seen this? It's a nice bit of clobber he had the whole weekend of it. 80 euros, like, but we call him Rafiki then because he had like this staff with him as well. And his fucking African suit on, like.
Oh, he's probably the smartest thing like,
I see he's got beard and everything. He's like, wild.
There's a photo with a homeless.
Tom Hanks, like, fucking lost, like, not lost,
Castaway.
Literally a photo of him with a homeless guy who looked exactly the fucking same, but.
But you say that with his fucking, when he turned up that toy, he missed out a Tesco bag, he had a pair of pants and a pair of air clippers. So he bought these air clippers and his fucking eyes. So then I think the second day then he just got, up at the pool drink, it just got completely fucking out of hand again as it does, like shots everywhere. The fucking kitty was in the pool, it was about 3 grand just floating in the pool. So and then the fucking table was in the pool. Then he's just going around shaving people's hair then. Like, so even Barty, I think Barty, he just shaved like the front of his hair off. So Barty just had a long at the back, like nothing at the front, like. And then he shaved his hair. So in the end, there was one day, I think we took Barty for an haircut on the second day then. So in his posh hairdresser, just on the razz, like, and I pissed up, like, and that. But it just got, like, stupid and I, like, you know, getting up and I just, it was just, one thing was, I'll just get up and I general piss yourself or something like that. So the boys, I get up and just, like, we're in this restaurant, like, and I just, you want to see that, I was just on it.
Just sat there and pissed yourself.
The boy, someone started, a gentleman pissed us. The boy started doing it. I just started spewing everywhere. So I spewed on myself. So I spew everywhere, piss everywhere. I was just like, I've just completely just walked away from it. I was just like, that's out the water. That is like, you can see the fucking people trying to clean it up. And they were just shaking their heads. Like, I was like, for fuck's sake. Like, but yeah.
Wow.
But I was just, carnage. But yeah, so going, I think. Yes, so we had Toulon the year before that. Then was Marga was a good trip. Like, obviously, aside what happened, like, but you know, the beach trip, cheap itself was good. Like, I think the beach trip.
How many trays of shots did you buy in Marga?
Oh, but honestly, I fucking had Julian Clark,
Jason took
your car off me. But I woke up in the morning, didn't even know he'd taken my fucking car off me. He's like, where the fuck is my car to? Like, he just come and give it to me. He waited like for the whole day and to give it to me the end of the night as well. So knowing I couldn't spend the money that. the next day as well.
Didn't you ask like that woman who sent the egg bombs, like, oh, how much? She's like, oh yeah, they're this much. She's like, how many have you got?
200 quid or something like that. She charged me for it.
200 quid. How many have you got? She was like, oh, 50 odd. She's like, I'll have them all. And then we all did. And he said, yeah, same again. Yeah, like, same again.
But I remember you coming around just like with bottles of spirits.
Oh, but
so like they'd sell you the bottle of spirit, and you know. You got like the stopper in the top, just, yeah. So it trickles out. Yeah. And you're just pouring it down people's throats.
The optic, like, fucking just pull it off the optic, just go around fucking pouring it in there. Yeah. That's fucking carnage.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
But I think, yeah, to be honest, that was good. Like the beach road was fucking quality, wasn't it? But I think we were the only ones like flat out hitting it hard as well. Like I think there was a lot of teams that were taking it seriously, wasn't it? But we were pissed as fuck doing that as well.
Yeah, we had loads of us.
But it was like literally running and you were falling over before you did even got tackled by someone. You just fucking fall on the sand and you just like. On the fucking floor.
Beach rugby is so hard anyway, like, so full noise, flat out rules, but just 5-on-5 on the fucking sand.
I couldn't believe it was full contact.
Oh, it was bonkers. Like, Peter got, like, you know, it was getting a bit, like, some of them got really, really out of hand in there, like, there's people drinking as well. And there's a couple of scraps over there.
In a vest and shorts, like, no socks. Fucking ankles gone fucking everywhere.
Battering each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't think it would piss me. Well, Bournemouth anyway, one of the tours, but other boys and that were like, I take dodgeball. It's actually people taking fucking dodgeball serious. Like, I never thought I'd fucking see it, I gotta be honest. Fucking grow up, like, and I.
Literally.
Honestly. I think that one we fucking played 10 was the 1-1, fucking lost 9, like. People's champions, like.
People's champions,
honestly, the fact, like. Fucking cannon fodder, like.
What were any of the older tours?
How's that?
When you were a youngster, what was the first tour you went on?
Fucking hell, I think. But yeah, to be honest, I think Clannadon, well, so we had a few tours, youth rugby. I think we went out to Ireland, youth rugby. Yeah. That was a bit of a, that was a fucking bonkers tour, like, because we, you know, you start fucking drinking, didn't you? And, you know, bloody going a bit wild, like. Yeah. I think it was coaching, I think I'd, Colin, Thika, Steve Wiseman was coaching. Yeah. Ned was out there as well. Like,
yeah.
But it was some tough, like really hard games we had out there as well. I think one team we played on the Friday night was, I did a regional champions or whatever they were called. Like, but we had massive scrap. We beat them, but we basically just like a target. Big Rich from Cowbridge. Like, yeah, big, but like good boys and like, tough boys as well. Like, but I think we just beat fucking to him.
Should have called him Big Dick, but...
No, I like that.
missed the trick there, didn't
I? Big Dick, like...
They wouldn't come... Like, it was that bad. They wouldn't... Only one of their players met us in the fucking club after the thing, like that. Like, you know, we're on tour as well, like that.
They just
were. So, we played fucking... We had a naked bus, and then Wiseman come on the bus and give everyone a bollock in that because we're disrespecting everyone. Oh, just go up to Anna as it does again, like, typical tour, like... Yeah, so we did done Ireland. I think we went to Cork it was, like... Have you ever been to Cork?
No, I've never been, but...
Nah. That was good. I was all right, though, but I think all the boys were struggling because you weren't allowed, like, anyone back to your rooms and nothing like that. So it was, like, his instances there where the boys are trying to bunk, like, people up over the wall and stuff and that, women up over the wall and stuff and that, to try and get them back into their rooms, like. So it was a bit wild, like, but then, so you think, that was probably my first year in youth, I was. And then didn't really have one after that then. Until obviously Llanarran, I think we'd done Benidorm and I think we'd done Benidorm to death with Llanarran, I think. Benidorm, Torquay, I think we'd done Torquay. You play with Nathan anyway, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
So he
took you on West.
Fucking just wind him up, like, he's wild, like, on training against him on the pads and stuff like that, and you just can't move him.
No, he's training, he just like...
He's 110%
of training.
Having a team run through, like, he'll just be in the way and trying to level someone, everyone tries to avoid him like fucking training. For fuck's sake, he's flat and he's strong as fuck.
But he organised it, was a random one to fucking knot in him, like, but you want to see the fucking hotel we stayed in, fuck me. Like, whatever floor you were on, there was fucking so many holes in the wall, you just used to shout through the fucking hole in the wall down to the boys down underneath that. It was a fucking dive, honestly. How the fuck no one got AIDS up on that bit on that. It was fucking absolutely disgusting. Like, I was honestly. It was just a random. We actually played rugby up there as well, similar, like everyone was absolutely steaming, like. But it was a good trip. Like, we were on the fucking bottles of Mad Dog 2020. Oh. Fucking takes you back. Like, might as well have got a brown paper bag and started swinging them on the bus and that. Like, but
fucking hell.
Honestly, fucking madman. But it was a good one. But then, apart from that, then, come back here. We had a few good ones. Good ones back here then. Like,
yeah.
I think we're only younger, in the 16s, we had a world one to Lorette. Been to Lorette?
Lorette Spain?
Yeah.
That's where the 16s are going.
Is
this year, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Everyone's like, they just, you know, all the boys loving it out there then, because, like, see, normally, like, a lot of boys couldn't get served at that age and they're out there. They just don't give a shit. They've got a wild bloody, I think Nathan or Morgan started scrapping out there. And like in boys, but like with these boys, I don't know the fuck it, where they were just grabbing stuff out of skips and like running after us with really bits of wood and stuff. And like under-16s, like, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, it was a bit loose as fuck, to be honest. But it's good. All good.
All good.
Sounds like a cracker.
Yeah, still alive anyway, so that's the fucking main thing, innit? Still alive, like.
Well, what would you say, going back to rugby, and we'll touch back with rugby, what were your biggest achievements as a player? Anything that springs to mind?
God, play the year under 13s, but something like that, probably. Yeah. Days,
take that all day.
Fucking hell. No, to be honest, achievements. I see, obviously, down in Army, I think for me, like, terms of games, probably the bloody biggest game played on there was against bloody Cardiff Blues, like, and I think they were, well, I think, what's his name? It was the end of season, it was like a regional select we had from the Premiership, so I think it was us, Glamorgan Wanderers, and I don't know if it was Ponty or whether it was just us and Glamorgan Wanderers,
yeah.
But obviously, I think Cardiff Blues had to play against Treviso or something like that. They come down, it was a qualifier to get into you, but they wanted to play a warm-up game,
so they played
against like a regional, like it was like a regional select from the Premiership, but, so we obviously played against them, and, you know, that's probably sort of by a standard I've played at, the, you know, yeah, senior or whatever, playing against players where, you know, it was like, yeah, you had like bloody, who did I play as? Tristan Davis in the centre. It was Nicky Robinson, Jamie Robinson, fullback. It was that sort of thing. I'm a fucking Craig Cornell, but I mean, fucking trying to hang on to his fucking shoelaces. Like,
he's a fucking human.
I've never seen him so fucking big in my life. Like,
Scott's big, but Craig is
fucking monster.
And at the time, like, I thought, I'd, you know, do such fucking class myself as a bit of a fucking tackler as well, but fuck me, even now, fuck me. He was just carnage, like, you know, trying to tackle that. And the worst thing about it as well, I just come off a fucking 3D bender down in Torquay as well. So I was like, literally, I think I'd been injured, gone away with the seconds and stuff. And I'd come back and then,
well,
you obviously, literally played on the Monday night. I think it was a Monday night as well. Oh, yeah, you're playing. I was like, didn't expect to play.
Yeah.
Oh, you're playing. Starting. Oh, fucking tidy grid, like. Warm up, like, and I was fucking on a fucking hell of a fucking come down from all the drink and everything, like, and stuff. And I was just like, oh, fuck's sake, like, sweating, like, fuck.
So, I gotta get anything worse on hangover than trying to tackle Craig.
Craig Cornell.
Imagine that as a fucking hangover. Fuck, Jesus Christ.
But no, I see about that. Like, most of my, like, good memories, I think, and I think it's probably from the majority of you, like, if I'm bloody minis and I like with the boys and I've all like good wins and stuff like from the past. And I like, and I would like remember, like, under-16s, we had a good season under-16s. I think we were undefeated, and I think we actually played bloody Welsh, the Welsh team in a bloody tennis-side tournament in bloody Lisvain and beat them.
Bloody yeah.
Just was to show, like the boys, like, to be honest, most of the boys, like, I knew there was like some Rediff probing, all of them, like, you know, all good boys at that age, like, you know, so, I think to be honest, most of them, you know, they probably could have gone a lot further than what they did, like, you know, so, and it just goes to show how fucking corrupt I think it is, fucking that sort of, like, you know, what was it, like,
political,
that sort of probably, no, it's probably not as bad now, I'd imagine, because, you know, you get picked up more with the regions and that, but like years ago, like, it wasn't.
No, I think it still is, but because, someone's old man will find their way into coaching role, or they'll make friends with the coach.
And they start sponsoring even. And
it's the same, but it's still the same.
No, it is. But like, you know, you say most of the boys in fitness, they like played them, they turned up with a bit of a fucking swagger. I like, think they were going to like roll, like, you know, just roll over the tournament and slam everyone. And I think we beat them in the semi final. Like, like, you know, honestly, I'm put, like, you know, putting a good performance against them. Like, so,
was it academies back then when there was the.
I think in the 60s, he went to academies, I think, like, was it my first or second year in youth? Then he went to academy, so Ponty Academy. He went he had like Clive Jones and Justin coaching that up end of the Ponty Academies. Yeah. And then I think a couple of years later, he went to the Celtic Warriors a bit. Like,
so that brings on actually, talk about all the playing when you were younger and stuff. Like, who's the best sort of player you played with with and against, really, over the years? Like,
to be honest, someone asked this question, bloody hell, we had a. Like, against, to be honest, you were like growing up. We had some after party the other day, actually. We're having a wild one.
not like you.
No. To be honest, like, against, I always like played against, like, Julian Bestwick. He used to play with the Bather, like, and I fucking hell of a player, like, but he was with, I don't know what happened to him. Like, he just seemed to drop off the fucking face of the earth, like, or just didn't stop playing rugby. But he's a fucking quality player, like, quick, like, had everything, but he played for Bather and he was with Pontiac Academy for a bit, and then, you know, just never heard anything of him again, like, you know, but he was good, like, playing against, like, with, like, to be honest, I said that the side, most of the boys, you know, obviously grew up with and come through the early age group with Ponacline. Like, you know, he had like obviously Meredith. Obviously, he was just a fucking machine at one point, like, and that, like, he was fucking, you know, he had the speed and, you know, he was just the size of him as well. Like, you know, he could have like probed him as obviously a class player. Like, you know, Glenn Holloway used to play for us as well. Like, you know, he's a good boy as well. You know, I think I don't know how far Glenn went after, but I think, you know, he went up to Llandudno.
He played Premiership, didn't he?
He played in Llan the first, he went from Europe to Llan, didn't he? I think his first senior year or second, I think he had played the year as well, like. So yeah, he's a good boy, like. So yeah, no, it's, you know, he's, I suppose it depended, like, it's the same for anyone, I suppose, for you guys as well, like, you know, you've got players that you play with and all that, and quality, like, there's probably three or four boys who probably could have, you know, if they put their minds to it, like, gone far. Like,
sometimes had an opportunity. Sometimes they do put the work in and then they just don't get the break.
Don't get the chance.
I think a lot of it as well. I think at that age, I think when I was with the academy and that, that's what pissed me off about it. It was mostly just fucking training. Just train. And at that time, you just want to be on the piss all the time. It's just like, so, you know, it did a lot of that. There was a lot of training. And I suppose that's most of us was about, you got to show up in training and everything, but it just seemed to be like, going from really, because under 16s, I think we were undefeated under 16s. I think we trained once all fucking year. Like, it was just, we had one training session out there. I think then it just got a bit fucking wild and that. Like, Ned just told us all to fuck off home, I think. And and I don't think we had a training session again all year. We just turned up for games. Honestly, it was wild. Turn up for games. We just pissed us fuck on a Friday. Like, because we used to have the youth this was down here, didn't we? So that was like most Fridays or every 2 weeks or something like that. We used to have youth disco down here. So it was always fucking eight cans, fucking bottle of aftershock between us, like. And fucking spewing like fucked on the youth disco. And then you'd played rugby, I think, for school end on a Saturday morning, like. Yeah. So our dad was used to come and pick us all up. And so we were, again, all the boys pissed. Like at 16 or whatever, you used to have to get the school minibus and come on picking everyone up, like. So it was just fucking mad, like, it was just... Like, you just fucking just didn't give a fuck, like. And then we used to play youth then, I think.
In the afternoon.
On the Saturday.
Yeah.
Or sometimes 16s, and I think we play on the Sunday then instead, like, you know, if we're under 16s. Yeah. Like. But
those are the days, like.
Fucking, I couldn't do that now, but yeah. Fuck me. It's wild, isn't it, what I used to do, like.
Could you think of anything worse?
When you were younger?
Nah. But yeah, but back in the day, you can do it, can't you? Like you said. Yeah.
No, I know, like, nothing. Like,
it's just wake up the next day, right? There's rain.
Wake up the next day, it's like only eight cans after shock. Oh, you feel a bit ropey on Saturday. If you just stick to the eight cans, then you're right, then you're not too bad. Like,
the aftershock was the tipping edge, like.
Well, let's move off the field then. So, what about standoff performers off the field? So, maybe, you know, top tourists or any howlers, the sprint.
Apart from yourself, Carl.
I wouldn't class myself as a howler, but I don't know. Is that what I class that?
Humble guy, like.
I do. I love to have a good time. I like seeing all the boys having a good time in a way as well. Like, you know, I like to add into that sort of atmosphere and that. Like, you know, whatever that sort of takes, whether that's 20 shots or 500 shots. Like, you know,
have you seen Me, Myself and Irene?
Yes. Yeah.
So Carl reminds me of Hank. So you got so Jim Carrey's character when he's fucking. He's got a split personality, isn't he?
Yes, yeah.
So he's Charlie and he to start. And then he's got this split personality and he becomes Hank and he just becomes a totally different person. That's like Carl after
the film. What's old school? Is it like fucking Frank the Tank?
Frank the Tank.
Yeah. Oh, no, I shouldn't drink tonight. One beer. Yeah. Frank the Tank.
We're going streaking.
I do struggle with social drinking, boys. I got to be honest. It's either all or nothing, I think, with me. I think that's just from bloody... You know, from young age, I think it's always been like, I think that's just the rugby culture, though, isn't it? Like, most of the time, I don't enjoy fucking drinking. I just wear, like, to me, it's just not, don't enjoy it for like the taste of it, really, or anything
like
that.
Well, if you're going to be hungover, you may as well have.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I get up in the morning, but if I have like 4 or 5 pints, I probably feel exactly the same as if I've had fucking 20 pints. Like,
so, may as well have 20,
no, that's right there. Yeah, why not go all out in it?
I know that feeling well.
No, so what you saying, like, bloody howlers, like you say, we've spoken about Julian. Julian's a good tourist, like Colin Thicke, I don't know, he was a good tourist out in Toulon, very good, but he's quite reserved, isn't he?
Well, I think he was more concerned about just making sure his boy was all right. Like, it's his dad. You know, they still went for it, didn't they? But he just held back a little bit just in case to look after him, perhaps, which is a sensible thing.
They come up with a cracking song for Rybo, didn't they? Ryan the Lion.
Ryan the Lion.
And Ryan bit a few times.
So I did say that's why he stuck. He was telling me on Saturday, actually, he said, oh, I done the wrong thing, didn't I? I bit, and then it just made things 10 times worse, I think. Yeah, like, yeah. And everyone was just going for him even more.
Literally,
like,
on the hour, every hour.
But you know, he actually done a few nights of Ryan, didn't he?
Yeah, that's
a bit out of character for him, isn't it?
Dens did manage, he did manage the last night. Matthew, but Ryber was out every night.
Normally, it's one night, flood the hotel, and then fucking stay in his bedroom.
Flood someone else's room. No,
yeah. Yeah, 100%. He done that to me fucking a couple of years back, and we went up just a random trip up to bloody Worcester. One of the boys in work was DJing, so we went up there. Ryan cut me. Nice fucking hotel it was, all booked up nice. He fell asleep in the fucking shower, didn't he?
As per.
On the fucking plug. On the plug hole. Fucking, 150 quid fucking fine for the room, wasn't it?
Fucking hell.
Fucking, like a fucking aqua park it was. Got up in the morning, but the thing is, got changed as well. His clothes are just on the floors, and my clothes were fucking sopping. It's like, Christ. And it wanted it in case you could just get like a bit of fucking tissue and pat it down. It was fucked. Probably wouldn't surprise it gone through the fucking the bloody, I think it was a pub or whatever downstairs as well. Had to replace all the fucking timber flooring downstairs in the pub as well. Like,
no, oh, he did wake up in the bath. Well, I found him in the bath on the Saturday morning, but that was it, really.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, he was pretty good. I wasn't going to talk about the room and all that, but it was all right.
I said, like, it was a good few top tourists, like the boys, like for myself, I think 8 did after about, I can go about 3-4 days normally. I think day four, then I'm a bit hanging, like, because I haven't had normally no sleep. But
it's the sleep, I guess.
It catches up with me.
It does.
And again, normally at that point, I have like a bit of something to eat then, and it just kills me at that point. Yeah. And like, not bad. Like, but I don't know, like, like top tourists and stuff. And has anyone you guys been away over the last sort of, how many of that?
He's had a few mentions on the pod.
He's just out there, and he like
he's the ultimate tourist.
He always get a laugh. You just laughing and laughing and laughing. Yeah. You just can't stop laughing at him.
Yeah, he keeps the entertainment going. Oh, he does that. So that's
definitely
there's no dull moments when he's about. So I have to say, yeah, Julian.
No,
probably.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. But 100%.
Right. Well, we'll wrap up this episode with a couple of questions then from the Instagram.
We've got a couple of few,
Carl. First one's from Nicky. So we've been talking about Nicky's stag, and he said, how many more shots would I have had to endure on my stag if Carl had come?
How many did you go through?
So the boys, the boys, they lined
up.
They done. I remember him doing 6
in one hit.
In one go, yeah.
Tequila's,
and he's not a big fan.
Is that when he was making himself sick then after?
I seen a video.
It's quite a lot of sick though, wasn't it?
A lot of content.
I've never seen a man produce that much spew before, but
I think fucking hell. Yeah,
a couple of trees.
I would have been a couple of trees. A fucking couple of bottles, a couple of optics, like pouring down his mouth, like a
couple of optics.
It would have.
Next one then is from Josh Clark. What's your favourite shot, and why do you buy so many?
Favourite shot? Bloody hell! Now you're asking. I gotta go for like probably Malibu, something like that. For a safety shot, Malibu
makes me spew. Malibu, horrible.
We got a few on Friday. They got these fruity vodkas now. I think you can get every fucking fruit going now, can't you?
Yeah,
a nice
kumquat mango one
we had on Friday. Like, that was nice,
very nice. Why do you buy so many? Just laughing.
As you said, boy, you just want the boys to have a good time, don't they? Like, similar, you've got some tight asses as well, don't you? Like, don't really buy
me
much. So you just want to make them feel part of the group, like, don't you?
Yeah.
So, you
know, that's lovely of you.
Team player indeed.
Message from Adam Lewis 14, then, aka Smeagol.
Officer F, like.
Officer F, would Carl chuck his phone in the pool again to delete Snapchat?
Fucking hell.
What happened here, man?
I don't know what he's talking about. I've never had Snapchat in years.
We've got
no more comment on that one.
Yeah, we'll move swiftly on, Andrew. Ollie James said, any crypto advice?
Yeah. Is that account still fucking going now? I tucked up well and truly on that one, I think. I had to literally delete all
you got hacked anyone on Insta.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Oh dear.
That's a good one.
Well, a couple of questions from Rich Lawrence to round us off. She said, Sevens tournament again next year at the club. Yeah.
Yes.
Unanimous, yes.
Yes, yeah.
We'll finish with this one then. If the boys could add any alcoholic drink to the club that's not already there, what would they pick? Carl, we'll come to you first.
It's got the Madrier, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's got the...
No, there's no Madrier.
No Madrier. No,
it's Moretti.
Ah, I could get the Madri. Madri's an absolute fucking killer. I've had 2 weekends on it. The last couple, I've fallen over twice. Once I thought I'd smash my fucking tooth out. I was honestly, it's a killer. But everyone I speak to on it, it's just like, you seem to get like one, 2 pints, you're just getting drunk, and then all of a sudden you just get after you steaming, like you seem all right, and then you just
drop she's gone. She's a creeper.
Yeah, oh
she's
yeah, definitely.
I would like Star Pramen.
I like the Star Pramen myself. Is a good little number. Very nice.
So that. A bit more premium we need. That. Yeah.
Never tasted that.
I tell you what we're missing, a nice IPA. So I would go with something
Brew
like
Dog. Oh, that would fucking tack the boys up.
Brew Dog or a Tiny Rebel or a Neck Oil. It'd be neck nice oil. Beaver Town.
Yeah.
There we are. Well, I think we're about out of time, Carl.
So, I was gonna ask you, Carl, actually, about the boxing.
What's that?
Yeah, because you obviously had the charity match, didn't you? Was it a charity match?
Yeah, it was a white collar one. White collar charity for cancer research.
Yeah. So big shout out for that. Well done.
Oh, cheers, boys.
And
cheers.
You got anything else? You're still keeping on with the boxing?
Keeping on with it, yeah. Nice. So I signed up to do a MMA one now in November.
Happy days.
So,
why would you do that?
Get my fucking kicked in, like. But,
all for charity.
All for charity. All for a good cause, isn't it? And, yeah. I say, like the boxing, I think most of the boys wanted to see me get knocked the fuck out, like. So
You won, didn't you?
No, I won. I think Ribo was it just cheating for the other bloke, I think, for the whole fucking duration of the fight, like, you know. But something a bit different anyway. It'll be tough, but you know, you get what you put in it. So
yeah, fair play.
Oh well, all
no,
the best.
I need to shout that out, like.
Cheers,
so,
buddy.
Well,
thank you very much.
Let us know close at the event, and we'll give you a shout out.
Come down with the pod, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, bud.
Cheers, guys.
Well, as ever, feel free to share us. You know, chuck us a rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then check the show notes for the Patreon link.
There it is.
There's the show notes.
There it is.
Oh, and we'll be releasing more details about Bingo Lingo shortly as well. Yes. So July the 29th, I think it is.
29th is
night.
What we've got in, yeah, Friday night. So
yeah, Carl, we'll sort you a ticket
you'll be
for
there,
that.
Yeah, sort you the ticket. Yeah, if you buy
the shot. You can be shot by on that night.
Yeah, feel a little tax and give you the shot by.
Love it.
Right, yeah, thank you very much for your time, Matt. All the best.
No worries, thanks, guys.
Rock off.
Rugger.